Welcome to The Author Show, where we present new authors and books. From fiction to self-help and everything in between, you'll find it all here. To watch the TV version of our program, visit AuthorsWebTV.com. That's AuthorsWebTV.com. And now, let the show begin.
Hi, this is Linda Thompson, your host for The Author Show. In the book, Destiny's Gate follows the young heroine on her personal journey of discovering inner strength and undying loyalty and a profound power of unwavering love. That's quite a journey for a young lady. Lee Bice Matheson is the author of Destiny's Gate and our guest today. Lee, welcome to The Author Show.
Hi, Linda. Thank you so much for having me here today. I'm so happy to be on the show.
Lee, give us a short overview of Destiny's Gate.
It's a coming-of-age story about teen heroine Paige Madison, and she's battling evil on the haunted O'Brien estate. She's been reunited with her grandparents so her mom can help with her ailing father. They've been estranged for 7 years, and Paige discovers dark forces are affecting not only her grandfather, but also Hannah, who is the hired caregiver. So Paige has to solve a mystery on the estate in order to save their lives. There are spirit wolves and angels that come to her aid. Destiny Gate, it includes Celtic heritage, First Nations as well. And we have incorporated Grey Owl. He's a spirit guide that helps Paige along her journey. And it's really a book about cultural differences, family relationships that are dysfunctional. There's mystery, suspense, and drama, and spirit wolves and epic battles. So I think people would be interested in the series.
Did you write your book with a particular type of reader in mind?
Yes. For myself, our home was a place where teens hung out with our son. And I thought if I was going to write a book at all, that it would be for their audience. And I'm happy to say it's teens and tweens. Tweens love it. I was just at a recent book fair, and people were running up and actually calling my name out, so I was happy about that. But I find that there's readers really of all ages that are reading our series, and that just makes me really happy. I'm so happy about that.
You write for the young adult reader, so why did you choose this audience, and why did you choose the subject of the spirit world?
Well, okay, so I write for the teens. Personally, I feel that teens have a lot of challenges in life, and it's a chance for them to read a series that gives them a little bit of escapism. And so we write about spirits because my parents died 9 months apart 10 years ago, and myself and my sisters were caregivers for them. So after that, there was 5 more people in our family that died, and my best friend of mine. And we were surrounded by people basically who were ill and dying and death. And so I wanted to write about spirits and afterlife. And I wanted to bring up that subject of death within a family. It happens to all of us. And I just thought it was an important subject.
From what I've read about Destiny's Gate, would you call the genre paranormal or supernatural?
That is a good question, because I am often going back and forth between both paranormal versus supernatural. Yes, it has paranormal with ghosts, and it sounds like true-to-life experiences that some people are having nowadays, but I believe that supernatural, it can also be considered supernatural because of some of the events that happen within the book, and it also brings in, I believe, God comes into supernatural in the Bible, and so that's why I lean more towards supernatural.
This is the second book in the Paige Madison series. How many books do you have planned for her?
We are currently writing book 3, and I write with my son, who is my co-author, and between the two of us, we feel that we may have 4, 5, 6. It just depends on the reader feedback for us. We keep getting letters and emails and direct messages saying, well, as soon as Destiny's Gate came out, people said, when's the next one coming out, which is a little bit of pressure. But yeah, so I think that we will keep writing the series as long as people are interested in the subject and Paige herself and her family. So I would say right now we're looking at least 4, 5, or 6.
Well, asking about when's the next one coming out is quite a compliment. So how old is JR and why did you start writing books with him?
JR is going to be 23, and I believe our co-authoring came about naturally. he wrote a novel when he was 10 years old, and it was similar to the TV series Lost. And he was so upset when that came out on TV, so he put it in a drawer and forgot about it. But I happened to go in and read it, and it was excellent. So when I was writing Wake Me Up Inside, the first book in the series, I had JR give me some opinions and thoughts on it. So when I sat down to write Destiny's Gate, I actually called him. He's away at school at McGill University in Montreal. And I asked him, would you like to co-author the Paige Madison series with me? And he said, I think, quote, yes, Mom, I'd love to. So that was a happy day, and I'm so lucky and proud that he is my co-author.
Not many parents have that story to tell, so congratulations. So would you say there is another author you feel may have influenced your writing style?
My writing style has been described as fast-paced and spirited. I'm not sure. I've been told that the writing style itself is unique by my mentor, who is John Robert Colombo. He has put out over 200 books in his career, and he's an author and anthologist and also called Canada's Master Gatherer. But I would think that I love Margaret Atwood. I would think that she's a bit of an influence in my writing style. And, of course, growing up, I read a lot of Stephen King and Dean Koontz. But I loved Lucy Maud Montgomery, Anne of Green Gables. That book, I think I read that book about 6 times. And I think that she was a very big influence as well.
What would you say is the take-home message for readers of Destiny's Gate?
The take-home message for us is we have a tagline from the book, live from a place of love, it conquers all that is evil. And Paige, she's 16 in the first book, 17 in the second book, and she put all personal teenage things aside as far as parties and boyfriends and things like that to put her family first and help them with the problem on the estate that she's helping to resolve. And it's really, really about family love and relationships and pulling together, even in times of extreme, terrible situations, is putting aside our personal desires, I guess, in order to help each other out. I think it's about love and compassion, and I just hope people are enjoying it. I do get a lot of feedback that people are.
Are your characters purely fiction, or do you draw from people you know?
I love that question, and I don't think I've been asked that yet. Thank you for asking that. I personally take characteristics from people that I meet, and it's usually one strong characteristic. And for Paige herself, she's probably a compilation of 20 different people that I know, and including some family, some friends. But I work in a clinic with my husband with patients and some of their characteristics. And I always ask first, is this okay if I incorporate this in, you know? And sometimes I take people's names and I use real places. And then after that, it seems that the personality of Paige just sort of evolved. And the other characters in the book, her parents, is kind of true to life, people that I know. And then the grandparents, there's nothing similar except for names of the people that I have chosen, Ted and Helen. Other than that, I've just created that from my imagination. So it's all sort of different ways of building characters.
If you could compare Destiny's Gate with any other book, what would that other book be?
This is one question that I have thought about. And I suppose some people have compared our books to Kelly Armstrong, some of the books that she's written. And The Hunger Games, similar to that. I'm just not quite sure how to answer it because there's so many different variables in our series. And I'm honored to whoever I'm compared to because they're much better and bigger writers and more famous than we are. So I guess I'm a little bit stumped by the question. Sorry about that.
Where can we learn more about you and JR, your other books, and where can we purchase Destiny's Gate?
We have a website. It's www.leebicemathison.ca. I'm on Facebook under Lee Bice Matheson, and we're both on Twitter. I'm at Bice Matheson, and Justin is at Justin R. Matheson, as well as we're on Pinterest under our names as well. And you can buy our series from freezingpress.com. That's who we self-publish through. And Amazon.ca, chapters.ca, and for order at over 25,000 booksellers worldwide. And I find with this, Destiny's Gate is being sold in bookstores across Canada from Vancouver to Halifax. More than 20 bookstores have picked up the series. That's new for us, which is great. And it's also in the United States at Grants Pass, Oregon. So, yeah, it's been a great reception for the book.
Lee, I want to thank you for joining us today. I'm sure our listeners have enjoyed learning about Destiny's Gate as much as I have. Please come back when you release book 3.
Thank you so much, Linda. We would love to. Thank you so much for asking us and asking me today. Thank you so much.
As Lee says, live from a place of love. It conquers all that is evil. I found the following excerpt on a review from Amazon. This creative, fantasy-driven adventure novel is actually a how-to handbook on learning to conquer all evil forces with love. That says a lot about a really good book with a really good message. Please visit theauthorshow.com to listen to other featured authors. To listen, click on the book title inside the player on top of the page. These interviews are available to book buyers worldwide, on demand, every day, 24/7. If you have written a book and would like to be a guest on the show, visit theauthorshow.com, complete the interview request form, and we will contact you shortly thereafter. The Author Show is a great way to market your book by getting in front of your target audience with a high-quality interview that will make a real impact. Join us again for another great book and another exciting author on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. To contact us, call toll-free 1-877-955-8800. That's 877-55-8800. Or visit theauthorshow.com, theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.